Reece Maston, the 16-year-old who won X Factor Australia in 2011 and stole hearts worldwide, is no more. In his place is Maston, a 23-year-old who has seen the highs and lows the music industry has to offer. Set to appear in Adelaide this Sunday night, Maston is ready to show the world what he's made of with his latest EP, Suitcase of Stories. He joined producer Morgan Burley to share more about his journey and what lies in store for him. She began by asking him if he is excited to be back in Adelaide.
Oh, I actually can't wait. I haven't been back for ages. And my family, we moved there probably, kind of back 12 years ago now. So, yeah, no, I can't wait to get back. I rang my granddad this morning. Liverpool won the football yesterday, so he's very happy. So I think we'll get home on Friday night and, yeah, I'm going to go have dinner with the family and, yeah, just go shopping around Adelaide for a bit, I think.
Looking back, your life has certainly changed over the past 7 years. How do you think you've grown since winning the X Factor?
Well, heaps of different ways. I mean, obviously, because I was so young when we started, it was kind of confusing. I didn't really want to get involved in the business side of things. I mean, what 16-year-old wants to kind of, you know, run a business and stuff, you know? So I was kind of, to be honest, I was a bit neglectful at the start there with what I was doing. And then, yeah, it just changed. You know, I left the big labels about 3 or 4 years ago to, you know, follow what I really wanted to do and, you know, make rock and roll. And, yeah, this last year has been another complete flip around. I've finally got a hold of my business and you know, what I'm doing and, you know, get my hands dirty. But, yeah, it's definitely been, it's an ever-changing process and I don't think it's really ever going to stop. But I like it that way. It keeps me on my toes.
Do you find it difficult to branch away from that 16-year-old?
Yeah, massively. I mean, that's the thing that we really struggled with this record. And obviously, you know, you haven't got a label throwing, you know, millions of dollars at it and, you know, a 12-week campaign on a TV show. And I think, you know, people hear my name and they just go straight back to, you know, me as a 16-year-old being on the show and that when, yeah, what we're doing is very different. So it's been hard. I mean, that's the thing, you know, you only have to press play on the record to hear how different it is. So it's definitely been a challenge, but we're getting there. I think we're changing a few minds on the way. So, yeah, hopefully we'll just keep chipping away and hopefully change some perceptions.
Now, you have spoken quite publicly about the difficulties that you faced in the start of your career. How has that impacted your music today?
Yeah, it's been big. I mean, it's just changed me as a person. I think I write pretty personally about, you know, my life a lot of the time, but... it's changed me as a person. It's molded who I am now. I mean, there has been, yeah, some really, really bad times and, you know, I've been struggling with my own depression and anxiety alongside a lot of other stuff. I probably wouldn't help myself out a lot, to be totally honest. But, it's made me who I am. I would never want to say that I want to take it away. It's kind of, you know, you just conquer your own head and, you know, realise that, you know, yeah, it's bad stuff's going to happen to you, like it always will, and you can't remain bitter about things. All you can do is look forward and learn from what you've done or what you've been through. So it's actually been good. I've kind of learned to appreciate, you know, your demons in your head and in your heart. So if it can shape you to be a better person, then I reckon hold on to them.
So you'd do it all over again just to get to where you are now as a person?
Yeah, I'm like, that's the thing, I'm really happy now. Like, I said this the other day to some of the boys, I was like, you know, we've played at massive arenas and stuff, and I just wasn't happy. I didn't believe in what I was doing. You know, the songs meant nothing to me, and, you know, it's, you know, they worked. They obviously were on radio and stuff, but I just didn't find, like, true happiness in it, whereas now, you know, we might not be playing to thousands of people or anything like that, but I just feel so happy, and I feel like I'm actually probably... You know, I'm saying things now that, like, is actually me. So it's when people, you know, whether or not they like it, it's like, well, that's who I am. I, you know, I'm not forever trying to change people's ideas on what I actually am or who I am or what I want to do. So, yeah, I'd do it all over again, for sure.
Now, your music definitely has taken a turn from 7 years ago to now. It's very different. How would you describe your shift in songs?
It's just rock and roll. I mean, it's... Basically, everything that you hear on the record is completely and utterly what I heard in my mind. I mean, I said this, I was actually at a gig with the producer last night, and we were talking about it, and we're like, you know, there's so many bits in there that aren't right, you know what I mean? They're not the correct chords, or, you know, that bit could have been played a little bit better, but it's all, you know, the things that feel the best, the moments that feel right and really translate what we were trying to say. So, yeah, pretty much it's a lot of guitars, a lot of loud vocals, and yeah, it's really just a band in a room, which is, you know, the records I loved and grew up on. So, yeah, we wanted to kind of pay a bit of homage to that, and, you know, just, I know that obviously rock and roll is not a massive genre right now in the world, but to me it means a lot. So we wanted to kind of bring it back just a little bit more.
Now, you have revamped yourself and are now presenting yourself as Maston. How did this decision come around?
Yeah. Well, I'm working with a new PR agent called Emily, who's awesome. She's worked her ass off for me, so bless her. But we were just talking about it, and it's like what I said before. It's like, you know, people, they hear my name and go straight back to little 16-year-old me on a TV show singing pop songs. And, you know, we just wanted to kind of give people like the chance to kind of look at it and listen to the songs for what they are and not, you know, just dismiss it because they know the name. So we kind of wanted to give people the opportunity to not have a preconceived notion about what the record is and just press play, because that's really all we want people to do. Just press play and have a listen. If you don't like it, chuck it in the bin. If you do, then, you know, that's what we're doing, and that's what's going to be coming out for, you know, God knows how many years, as long as we can keep doing it. So we just wanted to, yeah, really just give people the opportunity to press play and listen to it as the record that it is and not the record that they may think it is going to be.
Now, you have a new EP out titled Suitcase of Stories.
Yeah.
Tell us about this.
Well, it's, like I said before, it's rock. It's definitely, it's, you know, even going back to what we were talking about before, where I was in my own head, you know, I'd had a pretty tough couple of years before this year, and they're all, you know, obviously I went away as well, which I needed to do for my own head and sort some stuff out of my own life. But, yeah, the record is, you know, it's five songs, and they're the five songs that are probably the most pivotal points in those 2 years that I have been away. There's so much stuff there, but we wanted to pick, obviously, the ones that meant the most. So there's the good, the bad, and the ugly in there. We've got there's the fun stuff. Starts with a lot of fun stuff, but yeah, it gets down to some pretty hard hitting stuff for me anyway. And it's honestly my most favourite piece of work that I've done, and I had the time of my life making it, and time of my life playing it on stage now. So if anybody's looking to hear a record and say, you know, what is Reece Maston doing, or what does he sound like now, I wanted to play this record because it's me through and through.
Do you have a favourite song?
I love there's a few of them. There's one in there called Tell Me All About It, and I love playing live. It's a pretty angry song, but yeah, it's just unlike anything I've really done before, or ever written before. It kind of came from a weird place. And a pretty dark place where I was when I wrote it, but yeah, it just sounds, you know, so different to what I've done before. That's probably one of my favourites on the record, but yeah, I do love them all. I'm a bit self-indulgent on that one.
Now, one of the songs is Not the Man for You. It has a very classic rock, cold chisel sort of feel to it. How did this song come about?
Yeah. Well, that actually is a funny story, because we'd done the whole record. We did all the other four songs, and that was going to be the EP, and that was it. And then I was just out with the producer at One Electric Day, this festival, and down in Werribee in Victoria. And I was just like, I just feel like weird about having four songs on an EP. Like, to me, a five-track EP is, you know, that's an EP. That's what it should be. So I went home and I went through my computer with my drummer, and we found that. And it was just what was missing. You know, we wanted to put something out there that wasn't too serious and a bit more fun, and like what you said, it's pretty classic rock. So, we wanted to, obviously, you go out with something that defines the record perfectly, and, you know, just guitars loud and proud, and rock and roll. We just, it's real fun as well. That's the one that I think the big thing for me was, we just wanted people to be able to have fun to it and hear it on the radio and just crack as loud as they can.
So, what does the rest of the year hold for you? Where to now?
Well, I'm touring. I've go to Adelaide this. I'll come to Adelaide this weekend. I'm going to go up Friday and then to the Gold Coast, and then pretty much we're just touring until about August. And I'm going to fly over to the UK. I'm going to do a little bit of a family trip back home. I haven't been back since we moved, so That's going to be pretty special. I'm playing a couple of shows down there. One's going to be in my hometown, so yeah, that's going to get me pretty much through to Christmas. And then yeah, we're actually looking at getting back into the studio now, so the diary's pretty booked up towards the end of the year.
Producer Morgan Burley speaking there with Mastin, the revamped chart-topping artist. Mastin will be at Fowler's this Sunday night from 8 p.m. Make sure to purchase your tickets at moshtix.com.au.